Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Ready? Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about the positive things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. I am Rachel. This is
Gwen Ballinger,
my mom, and we're going to start really quickly with therapy because my mom wants to show you what has been her therapy this week. It's her new dog.
She is more therapy than I could ever pay for.
This is her new dog, and she just wanted her to be the dog of the day real quick, show her as therapy, and now she's gonna go run around and have some fun. Yeah. All right, go do that. And we're back. Okay. Hi, Mom.
I never know where to look.
You don't have to look anywhere, but you do have to talk into your microphone.
I'm getting settled.
All right. She's all kerfluffle because of her dog.
Now I'm having separation anxiety.
Don't create that. It's not a good look. It really isn't.
She's just so fun.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. How you doing?
I'm good. What's your therapy been?
I literally don't know.
Oh, that's okay.
I have been focusing on work and getting things done. I didn't do much therapy this week, which is bad. I'm supposed to do it.
You can borrow my dog.
Thank you. Okay. I actually don't think I want to. I think that would add responsibility to my life that I don't need. I have my two boys. Other dog of the day is Snoop. He's on the ground, currently scratching his back on the carpet, asking for belly rubs. He is dog of the day, but he's not allowed on the couch.
No.
This is the new sitting area in our house. I guess Abby and I did a little retail therapy. We didn't buy this. This was her aunt's who gave it to us. She gave us her couches and a TV. I have a new TV.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But then we bought a little Christmas decoration. So we're going to go back to Cost Plus World Market on Friday. Oh, Black Friday.
I don't even leave the house on Friday.
I hate that. Listen, there needs to be a section. I'm going to say this and people have said this and it's stupid, but I'm going to say it again. There needs to be a section where I'm not trying to do the Black Friday thing. I would just like to go out on Friday. I would like to go grocery shopping. I would like to go normal shopping because I have the day off. I gave myself the day off.
Yeah.
So I'd like to go get things done, but I don't want to be a part of the Black Friday mess.
Yeah.
It's like during the holidays when you're like, I'm traveling for work. I don't want to be a part of the holiday travel. Can I be on the plane or the airport that doesn't have to do holiday stuff?
Or you don't want to go shopping the day after Christmas or even the week after Christmas because everyone's doing returns.
Ugh.
And it's like, no.
I hate the day before Thanksgiving. We have to go to the grocery store for normal things.
Yeah.
Can there be a separate line?
Yeah.
Look, there is no Thanksgiving food in my cart. May I please go to the short line? But a little retail therapy. I think, Mom, is that your laptop?
Yeah, I need you to help me with it.
That is an adorable case.
Thank you.
Is that a geode case? Crystals?
It's called Amazon.
It's called Amazon.
And I said, oh, that's pretty.
Great.
So I got that. Isn't it pretty?
Yeah, but I'm going to need you to talk into your microphone.
Oh, isn't it pretty?
It's so pretty. I love it. All right, so your therapy has been a dog. Mine has been avoiding my feelings.
I do that mostly.
That's usually what I try and do. I had therapy on Monday and I went, I'm gonna push it to later in the week because I haven't had time to focus on anything.
Yeah.
It's the holidays. You got a lot going on. That's usually when you need therapy the most, but that's when you have the least amount of time for it.
Yeah.
I got guests.
You got things.
I've been preparing for parties and whatnots. I put together our Thanksgiving. I'm hosting Friendsgiving on Saturday. I got things to do.
You got things to do. You're a busy girl.
All right. Well, then we can move on.
Okay. Today to them is Turkey Day.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
No Furkey Day? What are they called?
Tofurkey.
Oh, Tofurkey Day. Oh, tofu.
Yeah. I'm gonna eat dairy.
Are you?
I'm taking a lactate and I'm going full force. I won't be doing the meats. No turkey, no ham. I've never even liked those.
Do my deviled eggs.
I'm going to do deviled eggs. I'm going to do mashed potatoes. Abby's back. I thought she went to the grocery store. She was going to brave the grocery store alone. What'd you forget?
Brave girl.
I'm so intrigued by what's going on over there. I'm so distracted. Anyway, I decided I'm going to eat all the all the mashed potatoes, sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole.
Everything that's there, I'm trying.
I love that.
I'm every single thing.
Eat it.
I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. All right. Well, then tell us more holidays.
Well, the next day is Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. Do you have a unique talent, Rachel?
I can juggle. I can touch my tongue to my nose. And I'm just a really good multitasker and great procrastinator.
Mm-hmm.
I can get things done without preparation.
Yeah. You wait till the last minute. And then you just get her in.
And it's perfect. It's amazing.
Stress. It's like under oh, words aren't
No, there's it's a thing for some people that it gives them this boost of something. I don't remember what it was, but that helps them get things done.
Because
you can't do it if there's no pressure.
Yeah.
It just is a task. You're like, I'll do it. Yeah. But once the pressure builds up, you can perform better and you get more excited about it.
And you just get it done. You knock it out.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Mom. Your throat. I'm sorry that you need to clear your throat.
It won't go anywhere. It's just going to stay.
Have you tried a cough drop?
It's taken up a residence in my throat.
Have you tried warm tea with honey and lemon?
And lemon, yes, I do in the mornings.
Do you have cough drops?
I have one, but then you'll hear the sound. I tried that once here.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh.
What I do hear is you going,
I think
which is easy to cut out. I just cut it out.
It's just going to keep happening.
Okay, just if you were more comfortable with a cough, I feel bad for you.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm living with it.
All right. Well, then what's other holidays?
The next day is the day of listening.
Combined with Black Friday.
Well, that's the Saturday. So Saturday is the day of listening.
Oh,
because it was
skipped.
Turkey Day and then Celebrate Your Unique Talent
Day.
Oh,
okay.
And then Day of Listening. I think
do you have any unique talents?
Yeah, I can shake my eyeballs really, really fast.
I can do that too.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to do it. It kind of hurts.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's like if you haven't done it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to practice it again.
Let me see if you can do it.
Hold on. All right. No one.
Let me get a close up there.
Well,
but we have to do a disclaimer. If this grosses you out, don't look.
I'm not going to do it. I felt it. Yeah, you just did it. But okay. Am I not doing it? I feel it.
Try it again. You're more winking.
I can feel my eyes doing this. How can you not see it?
We need to do a close-up.
No, okay. I feel it. I don't know. That. I feel my eye. Everything's shaking. All right, continue. Sorry, listening day on Saturday. I'm not doing a very good job right now.
No, you were listening. You were just recalling and then.
Correct.
You were listening before.
All right, give me a Sunday or a Monday.
Cake day.
I'm not a huge fan of cake.
You know, I have not made a fancy cake in over 20 years, and I made a fancy cake.
You did make a fancy cake this week, and it looked great.
And it was fun.
Making cakes can be fun if you enjoy baking.
And it was also, well, it's not the baking part. The baking part was easy. It's the decorating that's hard.
Oh, I'm terrible at decorating.
So was I. So I had to call in reinforcements to help.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But
it was a little stressful, so I waited to the last minute.
And then you knocked it out of the park.
Then we knocked it out of the park.
Do your favorite cake, let me see, remember, German chocolate.
Yes, ma'am.
German chocolate cake. Mine is ice cream cake with mint and chip in the middle.
Oh, yeah. What kind of cake, though?
A chocolate cake with mint and chip.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Now, I prefer cake separate than ice cream because I don't like my cake to get all mushy from the wetness of the ice cream.
If you get it professionally done, it tastes good. A homemade one would not do well.
No.
Not in the slightest.
Even people who go, yeah, I'll have a piece of cake and a scoop of ice cream.
Oh, I love that.
I think cake
is either too dry or too dense for me. So I like to be mixed with a little ice cream.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. You got any other holidays?
No.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. Well, then we can move on to the top trends of the internet today. It's Christmas time.
It is Christmas time.
And I'm just seeing top Christmas gifts. This is what men really want.
That's constant.
It's constant.
It's like they took the ads that were always there that they intensified, and then they added
Christmas ads. Because this is when people are buying. People have saved up for this moment.
But I go to TikTok to relax or laugh or whatever.
True.
I don't go for all your ads.
Yeah.
So.
There hasn't been a trend I've been seeing, but it's because I'm gay, and it's a lesbian couple saying, we're lesbians, and then say a stereotype of lesbian. It's like, We moved our, we're lesbians. Our first date lasted 72 hours. We're lesbians. We moved in with each other after 3 days of knowing each other. And that's just been a trend of
We wear flannel shirts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's olden day.
No, it still happens.
Oh, I don't know.
We cuff all our shirts.
Yeah.
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 We wear gold chains.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've just been seeing a bunch of lesbian couples doing, we're lesbians, and then saying the stereotype they fit into. It's fun to laugh at yourself.
Yeah, but straight people do that too.
Yes, Mom.
Okay.
Straight people can also do these things. It's just a, it's just a stereotype.
Okay.
If you fit into it, you kind of, you poke fun at yourself for
okay.
it.
Okay. Gotcha. It's
making light of stuff.
I'm a boomer. I'm a boomer.
I'm a millennial. I say adulting.
Adulting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a millennial. I'm a boomer. I only know how to dance to songs that tell me how to shake my butt. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Okay.
Those were the, so that's what the trends I've been seeing. It's just Christmas, buy this, buy that.
I found other things. Shrinkflation.
What's shrinkflation?
Well, okay. Speaking of cake mixes.
Okay, great.
They don't sell as much cake mix inside the box that they used to, but the price has gone up. So instead of making 24 cupcakes, it only makes 21 cupcakes. Who makes 21? Who makes 21 cupcakes? You have 12 slots or 24 slots.
No, I noticed this. I thought I was doing it wrong.
No.
I make cupcakes in a cone and cupcakes or whatever for parties we have. Drunk people love a good sweet. And I go to make it and I'm like, okay, great. 24. There's 24 people coming. Or there's, you know, 30 people coming. 24 cupcakes. Perfect. I'm like, how did I only end up with 18 cupcakes?
Yep. They put less in there. But sell it for the same price. I guess they're trying to save money. I don't know. But if you look from an old box to a new box, the amount of water, olive oil, or vegetable oil and eggs are the same.
Yeah.
And it's like, but wait a minute. You have like 2 to 3 ounces less.
So they're just putting less mix in and giving you all the same instructions.
I think they made it the least amount of mix they could for the same instructions where it didn't alter it enough to anybody to notice.
I'm pissing. I'm mad.
But it's like cupcakes. Come on. You want
24. 24. You have 2 10 things of 12.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah.
This is simple math.
And the other thing Dad brought to my attention is the insides of Oreos don't have as much filling. That was also on TikTok.
It's because they want you to buy the double stuff?
But the double stuff looked just like a regular, used to be old regular stuff.
Guys, why is this what we're skimping happening? On?
Don't
why?
Skimp on our
don't
goods.
Don't skimp on the happiness part of life. Skimp on the bad.
Yeah, lima beans.
Beets.
Yes.
Give us a little less of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. the other thing I saw trending, Suits. Have you ever seen this TV show, Suits?
Yes, with Meghan Markle.
Yeah. It was a thing back in the day.
It couldn't hold my attention.
No, I've never seen it. But now it's the top trending show on Netflix.
Because of Meghan Markle?
Maybe, but it's all reruns. It's not new ones.
Yeah, it's probably because of her.
Probably.
People are like, let's see what the princess did before.
Let's see.
Huh. Well, that's fun. Let's
see. That's what I saw trending.
Okay, perfect. Before we move on to what we learned, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor!
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
All right. Have you ever heard of bird therapy? Nope. Bird theory.
No, tell me more.
This is trending. I've seen this before. I learned about this before. It has to do with couples. I'll give you a little synopsis, a little whatsy-whoosies of what's going down. So there was a researcher who had a bunch of couples come to a retreat, and he studied them, and he didn't interfere at all. He just go about your daily life, and he just studied these couples. And then he went back later, and the couples that were still together, he noticed were the couples that did what he called bird theory, which is no matter how great your conversations are, or whatever, bird theory is when like your partner just goes, oh, look at that bird out there. And if you're someone that just goes, okay, or huh, or doesn't respond, versus if you're someone who goes, what bird? Let me see. Oh, what's it look like? And you respond to it, will determine if you're more likely to last or not. So bird theory is does your partner take note of the little things the little kind of conversations, engage in what you're talking about, actually listen to you versus someone who just like brushes all that off. But
that's not important.
Yeah. But like, oh no, we have great conversation. But it's when you're sitting down to have great conversation versus when they're like, they're always paying attention.
Right.
And are always wanting to support you and respond to you and stuff.
Right.
So that's bird theory. And women are now, a lot of people are like, I'm getting hurt by bird theory because women are setting up their cameras in their kitchen because you don't really notice if your partners are doing it or not. You have to kind of be an outsider to view if that's what's happening.
Right.
Because you might get so used to saying something and no one responding that you end up just talking to yourself and you get used to that.
Right.
But girls are setting up their cameras and filming themselves, telling their boyfriends or their husbands the most mundane, not exciting stories ever. And that just go on and on and on with details that don't matter. And seeing the husband's reactions, you yourself watching this are like, oh my God, this is so boring. But they're trying so hard to stay engaged.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Uh-huh. Of course. And it's just like, yeah. So I went to Starbucks and I couldn't decide, do I get a latte or do I get a refresher? And he goes, She goes, so I got a refresher. He goes, of course. And like, you know, it's that type of engagement that creates a loving, lasting partner because the partner feels heard, feels seen, feels validated, even when it comes to the stupid, most mundane things. So bird theory has been around for a very long time, but it's making its way around therapy TikTok at the moment.
Ah.
So if you want to know if you have a very loving, attentive partner, see if they respond to the little things. Don't test them. Never test anybody.
No.
But just take note. And if you're excited about something and they just don't seem to care, even if it's like, they're like, what's the big deal? It's just a this.
Or
don't gaslighting.
But take note if you pay attention to
them.
Yes,
always.
Yeah.
Always. I always try and respond. Even with my friends. Just to make someone feel heard or seen or whatever. But yeah, it's just the little things. And if someone gaslights you and you're like, I was trying to show you this. And they're like, it's just a bird. No, it's always more than just a bird. It's more than just a bird always.
They wanted a sharing moment or that brought that person joy. They want to share the joy. Or...
Yeah. Be like, I was excited to show you this. And it's not the bird. It's you, your feelings.
Yeah.
So take note. Also, what I've learned is, I've seen people doing transition tutorials on TikTok. Bex just did one, B-E-X. And I couldn't keep up. They film whole TikToks in one outfit and do stop and start the whole time they're doing it. And then they film it all while dressed up and do the same stop and start moments. And then they just cut and splice them. I don't get how they do it.
I don't even know anything you just said, but I was listening.
Thank you for responding. I just don't know how they do it. I just can't keep... And someone said, this somehow seems like math that I can't understand. It's like being in math class where someone's showing me the formula and I still can't put it together.
Well, I don't even know any of that stuff.
So,
stop and starts. And
I think it's the millennial in me.
Probably.
I know how to use Final Cut. I can edit you a video real good in Final Cut, but I can't do it in the TikTok app. That's not going
to
happen.
All I know how to do is take a picture and make it smaller, and that's it.
Why would you need to make a picture smaller?
Because you're cropping. I know that word. You're cropping a picture. That's all I know how to do.
That is great, Mom. You don't need to know anything else.
I don't.
You're not on the internet.
No.
This is the most internet you do, and you don't even look at what...
The only things I crop are like sending you a picture or...
Yeah. The hilarious thing is...
Yeah.
You do this and you don't even watch it.
Do what? Oh,
this
yes.
Podcast,
no, I don't.
You're on the internet without being on the internet.
Yes. Yes.
I love
it's
it.
It's possible. That can happen.
It's healthy, I think.
It has to be for me, yeah.
Yes. It's a good, healthy balance.
Yeah.
All right. What did you learn?
Oh, I did learn some things. Speaking of Thanksgiving...
10 minutes ago.
On TikTok. People are bringing disposable cupcake tins to take their leftovers in. Leftovers.
That's not big enough.
That's what I said. But some people don't like their mashed potatoes to touch their this or touch their that. Or I know they seem small.
That's too small.
Yeah.
If I'm taking home some mashed potatoes, I need the barf bucket. I need the barf bowl.
That's,
no.
That's funny. Updates. Oh, we're learning, right?
We're learning.
Oh, I learned something else too.
Okay, great.
Okay, so there's a problem when you have chickens.
Can
we talk about chickens?
Please tell me this problem.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
Sometimes you get an overflow of eggs, which, hey, do you need eggs? Do you need eggs?
Oh, yeah, and I love eggs? It. You bring me 2 dozen.
Yeah. Well, sometimes there's even more than that. And I'm going, how do we save these to use for the winter when they take a month off laying?
Yeah.
Because I would prefer to eat my eggs than store-bought eggs.
Yeah.
Anywho, I found a couple of different ways. Some people preserve them in salt. I didn't want to do that. Some people water glass them, but they put a lime solution in it, and it's like, that does seep in.
Oh, yeah, that's sound
fun. I don't want to do that. On the way here, I found a new one. You rub fractionated coconut oil on the eggs.
Oh!
And they last for 9 months. Hello?
And you can't refrigerate them, right?
You can.
Well, I've heard that eggs last longer if you never refrigerate them.
No, they last longer if you refrigerate. But they can stay on your counter for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And then you can put them in the fridge.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But they'll still last the longest in the fridge.
Oh, I thought it's like once you put them in the fridge, you only had like 2 weeks.
Well, and they last longer if you don't wash the bloom off.
The bloom.
The bloom.
Is that the guts?
It's not a film. It's a coating.
It's a film.
It's a coating.
It's a coating.
And it keeps it fresh.
So is this what you're going to do with all your eggs, or did you already get rid of all your eggs?
I don't have any right now because they're, brain fart. Molting. They're molting.
Why did I know that word? I was about to say it.
Because I've said it to you.
I just know chicken things I never thought I'd know.
They're molting.
They're molting.
So I still get 4 eggs a day, but we eat those.
Good, as you should.
Yeah.
We eat 2 eggs a... About... No, my dogs eat 2 eggs a day, and then we eat 2 eggs a day.
Two combined?
No, 2 combined. So 4 eggs a day are being eaten in this house.
Yeah. And 4 eggs a day are eaten in our...
That's... Look at us go.
And the little tiny ones I'll give to mix in... My other dog's food.
Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Poopy.
Poopy.
She's my poopy.
Lumpy.
I love her. All right. Well, great. This sounds like you've learned a lot, Mom.
I did learn a lot.
I love that. I have new updates.
Ooh, me too. Go ahead.
I released merch. I released Christmas merch.
I thought you said I have smirch, and I'm like, I don't know what that is.
It's
cute.
Super cool merch. Yeah. I have 3 new... designs, quote unquote, and they're put on a bunch of different stuff. I'll put the merch link down below. It's Christmas stuff. It's only available until the end of December, because why would you want Christmas merch after that? So that's on you, weirdo. But I mean, there is just one that's it's snowy merch. So you could, I guess, wear it all winter.
You could wear it all winter.
Yeah, it doesn't say Merry Christmas.
You can wear stuff in the summer.
You could. You could wear a snowman.
Yeah. Hello, yes.
Let's get it.
Have that holiday spirit.
Get done. anyway, so yeah, the merch is out now if you want to go check that out. And then also I am starting Vlogmas December 1st.
Yay!
I'm going to get through November and then I'm going to start Vlogmas. And then December is the last month of ATI.
Yes, it is.
And Rachel Uncensored goes to weekly.
Nice.
I was going to take a break and then they're like, you can't. We already booked you ads. And I said, oh, neat. Okay. I guess I'll just jump right into it.
No break for you, honey.
No break for me. That's okay.
No break.
I'm very thankful for the ads. So I'm just going to do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. All right, Mom. What updates do you have?
Well, I don't know if you heard the story. A grandma texted her grandson, who she thought was her grandson.
Yes. I know this.
I'll just tell it anyway.
Okay, great. Okay.
And she said, Thanksgiving, 3 o'clock, my house. I'm sure everyone's heard of this.
Yeah.
And he said, who is this? She said, grandma. He's like, send me a picture. So she sent him a picture of herself, like, what's he doing?
Yeah.
And she's like, he sent a picture back of himself, and he's black, she's white.
Very different looking.
And he said, you're not my grandma. Can I still have a plate? She said, of course, come on over. That's what grandmas do. I loved that. Heartwarming.
Yes.
8 years later, they're still doing
it. Yeah, yearly they do it every single year. I love it.
I thought that was so sweet.
Yeah, they just have a little friendship now.
Family by mistake.
Yeah.
I love it.
You can choose your family.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's definitely just that. I love it so much. Oh, I love that they're still doing that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we move on to things on the internet that made me smile, let's check to see if we have one more sponsor for today. Sponsor. All right, Mom. What made you smile?
Well, I have 2 things. First of all, my puppy. Okay. Then I saw something and it made me laugh. Yesterday, I wore something from 5 years ago, and it still fits. It was a scarf, but still. Let's be positive here. I thought that was great.
That was
really my era, my age.
You found something on the internet this time.
I did.
I'm very proud of you.
I said, I got to find something. So Rachel will say, Mom.
Oh, no, it's okay. Your dog's great, too. What's your favorite thing your dog does?
Oh, she loves me. She cuddles with me. She plays so cute. She's so sweet. And she does her little head, you know.
Her little head things. Cocking when she's trying to learn. That, yeah. These dogs trying to learn. They're trying to understand it better.
And she piddles outside and she sleeps all night in her crate.
I love that. And her and Cinderella get along.
Perfectly.
You deserved that dog. And I love that I get to see her.
Yeah.
You get to bring her over.
I do.
That's fantastic. All right. There's a few things that made me smile. There was this guy. I'm so over people going up to people on the street asking them annoying questions.
Yes.
But this guy went up. But I love when women come back. Oh, my mic is falling off the stand. Oh, no. Mic down.
Oh, no. Okay. Mic it down.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
We're done. Got some problems.
Okay.
Problems.
Oh, no. It's happening. Mom, entertain them.
What is that called? A lug nut? What is that called? What's that twisty thing called?
I don't know.
You're just going to have to hold it, sweetie.
I'm going to have to undo my mic real quick. Hold on. Sorry, guys. This did not. My table is curved at the edge. I got an itch in my nose. I promise I'm not picking my nose. I just got an itch in it. All right. I figured it out. Hi. Welcome back. I'm Rachel. Welcome to All Things Internet. Okay, so I'm over those people coming up to people on the street. And then I just realized my nose itches whenever I'm stressed.
Oh, what's stressing you? These people coming up to you in the street?
No, the fact that this...
But it's okay, you're holding it now.
Oh, I'm fine now. Emotionally, okay. I'm fine. It's just, I realize that, like, I get this, like, itch in my nose, my nostril.
Oh.
I just realize a little tick. That's all.
I can or
a little,
hold your
is mic. It called a tick? I don't think that's a tick.
Itch. Oh, wait, what?
No, I caught your scratch. I'm going down.
It's in your lungs.
No.
Sorry, your dog is staring at the wall.
Because there's a cat that lives on the other side, okay. And there's an inch gap where he can see it. So he prowls the fence line.
That's funny.
And then barks at her when he sees her, him, I don't know. Hey, welcome, Snoop. Welcome to All Things Internet. Did you get that cat? Please stop. All right. When these people come up to people on the street, right? I hate it. It's annoying because they always are asking annoying questions. But I love when girls clap back at guys or just come up with hilarious answers. And this guy comes up to this group of girls and said, are you Barbie girls or Bratz girls? Because those are the two dolls. And this girl leans over and she goes, I'm a Barbie-Q girl. And Barbie-Q. Oh. And everyone died laughing in the comments.
That's
like,
cute.
Yeah. Just, we don't have to choose dolls.
Right. Right.
Choose the food. A barbecue girl?
That's
yes.
Cute.
I love it. You sent me something that was funny.
I did?
The golden retrievers looking at the ball in the swimming pool.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I thought I saved something that
you sent it to me.
That okay.
And
good.
I knew I should write it down because I figured you would forget.
That was so funny.
So golden retrievers are hilarious.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny.
There's a pool on there. They're on like the steps, the short little step, but there's a ball right under them and they just can't get to it because they'd have to dunk their whole head and they just can't fathom that. So they're just staring at it
and then they blow bubbles out their nose.
Yes.
Just staring at this tennis ball or whatever kind of ball that sunk.
I also saw another golden retriever video. I don't know why. All of a sudden, golden retriever has been coming up on my page a lot. I never planned to own one. They shed too much for me and I don't want any more big dogs. But, this girl said, you can have this pretzel, but you have to be gentle. And she puts the pretzel up to the dog, and it took a solid 30 seconds to bite the pretzel because it was going so slow. Because dogs don't know they just know they have to do it slowly. They don't understand what gentle is. They've just learned that they have to do whatever it is slowly.
Carefully, yeah.
And so he was going as slow as he possibly could. She was stern with it. And I thought that was absolutely hilarious. I've taught my boys gentle because of you. Because they would rip treats out of your hand, and you were like, no.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, okay, I got to teach them gentle.
Yeah.
Snoop gets a little excited, but Blaze knows it well. He'll go real slow with it.
Cinderella will be very gentle. It's just like this nibble, 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 nibble.
Yeah. Oh, cute. I love it. It's adorable. Have you seen dogs when they nibble on each other?
No.
It's an affection, excitement thing. They go, like they're trying to get a flea on someone else.
Oh, cute.
But Snoop does it to Jeter. And it's absolutely adorable. I love it. All right. I screenshotted some memes that I thought were funny. Since we grown now, it wasn't my mom saying I couldn't hang out with y'all. It was me.
Yes. Yes.
The amount of times I say, Mom, just say no.
Yes.
And then I call you and...
Absolutely. And I go, absolutely not. You get home right now.
It's the best. Always be there for your kids.
Always.
Always. I think that's hilarious. Yeah. And I knew when my friends were doing it to me, but I was like, they're just trying to spare my feelings.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to say no much as a kid to your friends. There's peer pressure. There's bullying. And you're like, you know who knows how to say no?
Mom.
My mom. I get on that. All right. Another one said, wild how some people are like, let's save the planet. And some people are like, no. Why would you say no? What is the...
Too much work.
No.
No.
What? No, that's we need not. To do that. But we need to do it. That is crazy. Here's another that said, welcome to adulthood. You get mad when they rearrange the grocery store now.
I do.
It's rude.
I do.
It's rude.
I have my pattern. I go in the same door.
It worked.
Yes.
It worked. Why would you need to change it?
I have my grocery list written to where I'm going. I know exactly
She's
what
prepared.
Aisles are next.
You don't have to backtrack.
I can't put bread over here when I know I'm in the fruits and vegetables.
No.
The bread's on the other side.
No.
Don't go changing that on me. It messes up my list.
Yeah, it worked perfectly. You don't need to fix something that's not broken.
Yes.
It was fine.
It was fine.
They didn't come out with that many new chips where you had to rearrange the whole grocery store
no.
to fit them.
No.
No. No. I saw this and I died laughing because I rarely cry. And when I do, I make sure there is no camera on. I do not cry on camera. I don't take pictures of myself crying, whatever. And someone said, for the people who record themselves crying, do y'all start over if you mess up? I want to know. I've never been sobbing and been like, I should take a photo. You know what'd be great in this moment? A selfie. I don't understand the thought process.
I don't know.
I don't want to document that
to
moment.
To each his own. To each his own.
To each his own. I think one time I did because my friend Kelly told me to. She said, next time you cry, you send me a picture.
Oh.
And I was like, why? She's like, just do it because I want to see it. She's like, I haven't seen it in a long time because we don't live near each other. She goes, I just want to make sure you're still crying because she thinks it's healthy to cry. She cries every day and I barely ever cry. So I cried once and then like after I was done, I was like, oh, I was supposed to send Kelly a photo. So I sent a photo like half crying. And I was like, it was only because she told me to. I can't. People that have these banked photos of them crying is beyond me.
But I also suffer from... I don't take pictures. Like
I suck at that. I suck at taking pictures.
People will do really cute things, and I go, oh, I should have taken a picture of that. And the moment's passed.
You'd think with my job... Sorry, I'm yawning. You'd think with my job I would have learned to take pictures when things are happening. No, I enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
I'm a millennial.
And then later on I go, oh, I wish I had a picture of that.
Same.
But not enough for me to stop what I was doing to actually think about, oh, and then finding the app on my phone and then
My friends
it's
take,
just not.
I have a couple friends that love taking photos and they'll sometimes send me candids. I'm like, yes, that's the moment. And then, so for a few times, next few hangouts, I'll take candids of everyone else. And then I'll be like, I wasn't in any of these photos.
And you missed part of the party.
And I missed part of the party. I've
so
just
there's
left
those
out.
Who take pictures and those who don't, and that's fine.
But I want to be in some.
Well, yeah. So don't be the one that takes the photos.
But I'd also want to be nice to my friends who are always taking the photos and take photos for them because they want to be in them.
Well, that's true.
I think there just needs to be a balance where everyone's just taking candids of everyone. I think that's what needs to happen.
And I'd be like, please put the camera away.
Right?
Please don't.
All right. That's all that made me smile. And so that just leads us to confessions.
Confessions.
Do you have any confessions?
I got stung by a bee and I forgot how much those things hurt.
I am so sorry. How'd you get stung?
I stepped on it.
Why were you outside barefoot?
Puppy had to piddle and...
Puppy had to piddle.
I was playing Let's Run Around and Get Zoomies Out and I stepped on a bee.
Better you than her.
Absolutely.
Oh, imagine her little...
Oh, I would have cried.
Baby.
I would have cried
because you wouldn't
her.
Have known what happened.
What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Rachel, help!
I had my neighbor come over and she... Her parents were out of town and her parents had told me that they were going out of town. She's in high school. She's very capable of doing things, but she came knocking and she's like, hey, can you help me with my dog? And I was like, yeah, sure. Of course. So I went in their backyard and the dog is just flat on the ground, not moving. And he had diarrhea everywhere. And he's slightly reactive. You can't just go up and cuddle him. He has to know you first. Snoop gets it. But he let me come right up, and I was like, I don't know, maybe he got stung or something, or he ate something he wasn't supposed to. So I went to the vet with her until her brother could get there. But the vet immediately was like, oh, probably bee sting. He went into anaphylactic shock. So if your dog is ever outside, just unresponsive on the ground, but breathing, but slowed breathing and has like pooped themselves and just basically seems immobile, it very much could be a bee sting. Do take them to the emergency vet because their throat can swell up. Yeah, can get swollen. So I think they just gave him some anti-inflammatory shots and whatnot. And he's totally fine. But I've never seen a dog like that. And I knew that dogs can be, especially a bully breed, can be extremely allergic. So always take off their collars in case their necks do swell. They don't choke. So, yeah, if your dog...
Well, I wasn't wearing a necklace and I didn't poop myself. So that's a win-win. I don't think
you're
I'm allergic.
You're not a bully dog. You're not a bully breed.
I was thinking back, going, oh, none of those things happened to me.
Yeah.
So I was good. I just was reminded how much they hurt.
Yeah.
Just for a few minutes.
I stepped on one a couple months ago and it was swollen and painful for like a week. I think I'm developing an allergy.
Yikes. Well, you are always allergic to mosquito bites or flea bites.
Oh, yeah. I would swell up real big.
Oh, man.
I'm so glad I don't live in LA anymore.
So I'm not surprised.
That bee stings. That yeah. I was never allergic before, though.
Yeah.
I don't plan on continuously getting stung.
No. But people do therapy with bee stings. I can't remember what that's for. Joints or something?
Actually, my joint doctor was talking about using it on a scar for me. I have a scar on my shoulder. And he was like, yeah, we can use bee.
Was he bringing a bottle of bees and go, okay, no, stinger.
I think they extract the ointment. They might put bees on me. I don't know.
Well, I've seen a documentary. Look how well I recall.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was for, but they were actually putting bees on something on the body. And that helped. The sting, they actually stung.
Yeah, that sounds painful.
The stinger in for a minute, and then they take it out. I'll have to relook that up and do it as an update next week.
All right, do that, please.
I'll probably forget, but yeah.
Huh, but yeah, he said we have to test me before I do that treatment to see if I'm allergic to bees. And that was a month or two ago, and I was like, I'm not allergic to bees. He goes, people can develop the allergy. And then a few weeks later, I stepped on the bee, and I was like, I think I'm getting a bee allergy. Good thing it was on my foot and not something I need.
You need your foot?
Yeah. I can sit, though.
scoot on the floor?
Yeah, that's fine. No big deal. All right, do you have any confessions?
I told you. I got stung by a bee.
Was that the confession?
That was the confession.
I just thought we ended up somehow talking about bees. I lost my train of thought.
No, I stepped on a bee and I forgot how much it hurt. That was my confession.
Oh.
And so every time things like that happen, I go, oh, somebody I love is going to get stung by a bee and it's going to give me empathy better than before because I had forgotten how much they hurt.
Yeah.
Because that happened when I got a sore throat and a fever. And I thought, this is miserable. So then...
When your grandkids
it's
get
like,
it.
Oh, sweetie pie.
Yeah, you can't explain to a kid.
More empathy. Mm-hmm.
I hate that you can't explain things to babies and you can't explain things to animals.
Right?
Blaze was in the hospital for eating bark. And then today he was trying to eat a stick. And I was like, buddy, I don't know how to explain to you that that is not good and you're going to cost me more thousands of dollars. Please stop it. I can only clean up so much.
Yeah.
It keeps falling off the tree.
Trees.
Stupid
I love
trees.
So no, I love trees. They're not stupid. I love trees.
But they just keep shedding. Stop shedding.
Well, you shed.
My hair.
Your skin.
That's gross.
But now it's in the shower because you have that scrubby thing that
I'm
you never
using
gave
my,
me one.
My African nut sponge net sponge.
You said
net.
You had an extra.
I do.
I'm waiting to get this
old
skin off.
I'll give it to you.
Me.
You have to lotion afterwards because your skin.
I come next week as a skeleton because all my skin's gone.
What's my confession? Oh, I might have to get a surgery on my shoulder.
No.
I've been doing Prolo and then PRP and nothing's working. It's better, but it's still that joint is so, it just pops in and out of place all the time. And I don't want to do it. It's cost so much money.
Oh.
And then the recovery.
Would he do it?
I don't know.
I'd trust him. He was good.
I don't know if I would trust him with surgery. He's a little shaky now. He can do a needle real well.
He can't do a needle very well.
I'm sure he has
fixed my knees. Man, he fixed them.
I know. My knees were great too.
Yeah.
For a while, but I'm a little rough on them.
I'm not
They've needed
rough on
a little more 10, 11 care. But I'm not looking forward to that. I go back next week for a follow-up, and then where he's like, we'll Merry decide Christmas. What to do from there.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
I'm not too excited about that. I'm like, isn't there more stretches or more exercises I can do? Nope. No. I'm going to get 3 opinions before I do anything, because I'm not going to just go on. I'm not going to do surgery on one person's thing.
Yeah.
One person's say. But yeah, that's my confession.
There you go.
We're at 40 minutes. That can be our episode.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like we've been talking for 2 hours. I've been enjoying myself.
Me too.
Yeah.
You're not stressed out. I'm not stressed out.
Mm-mm.
We don't have dogs barking or neighbors working on my window. Yes. They stopped. They didn't do much.
Really?
No, I peeked over the fence. There's not much
I wonder done. If they're there now. They figured out when you film.
No.
No.
Okay. They're not that considerate. Who's calling me? Oh, no. I got an Icon Pass notification. Get stoked with the seasons with exclusive benefits. No, thank you. It just buzzed. I don't know why I did.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's it for today.
All right.
We're going to go.
Enjoy your turkey or tofurkey.
Or none of it because none you don't live it. In the States.
That's true.
We have global listeners.
I love them.
I love them so much. Just enjoy your Thursday then.
Enjoy your Thursday all day long.
Be smart on Black Friday, everybody.
Yes.
Don't be. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you know that thing that you're going to trample people for.
Mm-mm.
Not worth it.
Mm-mm.
No, don't do it. All right. I love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at Podcast ATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.